Nice to be in the house of the Lord with all of you this morning.
I'm sorry.
I almost fell off my shoe. That would have been graceful. We have, it is our pleasure to be here with you this morning. It's so great to see so many loving faces and get hugs and all of that. So I just want to say to you, thank you again for having us this morning and letting us share with you who Hand in Hand of Lake County is. We're going to start this off this morning with some testimonies from some of our men and one of our women. And so we would like to do that now. So I'm going to call Joshua up.
Good morning, folks. How y'all doing? Well, my name is Joshua Dates, and I am 32 years old. And I grew up in a good household with a loving family where I was a bit of a wild child, which led me to getting into a lot of trouble. And I smoked marijuana for the first time at 7 years old. This was the beginning of my addiction. I was arrested for the first time at 9 years old for Grand Theft Auto. That same year, I was involved in a serious lawnmower accident, which resulted in the loss of two of my toes. This is where I was first introduced to pain pills. I really like how they made me feel. I continued smoking marijuana over the next few years. At the age of 13, I started racing motocross and had a few bad wrecks and was prescribed more pain pills. At the age of 14, I added alcohol to the mix. I began smoking pot and drinking before my racing practices. My father caught me and told me that if he caught me again, he would sell my racing bikes and my racing career would come to an end. My racing career was halted abruptly when I was caught yet again for smoking and drinking before a race. My father then sold my motorcycles. This, however, did not deter my behavior but escalated it. I was partying more than ever, which led me to drop out of high school and start working full-time at the age of 16. The full-time paycheck allowed me to continue to party more than ever. And at the age of 21, I received two DUIs. I was a full-blown alcoholic by now. During this time, previous back injuries were presenting themselves where I sought out pain management. I met my wife at the age of 21, and within 2 years, she had left me because of my addiction. However, this also did not deter me, and I continued to self-destruct until 2013, when at the age of 27, I got sober for the first time. My wife and I got back together when I was sober, and we were expecting our first child. God had other plans for us, however, and we lost our daughter before she was born. I did not know how to handle these emotions, and I turned back to drugs and alcohol for comfort. This time was different, though. I manipulated my wife into using drugs with me to cope with her loss. This continued until we had destroyed our marriage completely. In 2017, my wife had finally had enough, and she left me. After finally losing everything in my life that was important to me, I finally hit my rock bottom. On March 5th, 2018, I decided to come to His Powerhouse. Thank you, God. Since coming to this program, I have had the opportunity to acknowledge the underlying issues behind my addiction. I have come back to the realization that I cannot beat this addiction on my own. I have learned to use grit in my life. And grit stands for God, relationship, integrity, and truth. I have learned to ask myself, where is God in every situation or problem? How will I affect my relationships? How will it affect my integrity? And what is the truth, and how do I find it? Thank you.
I would like to introduce to you now Heather Mallory.
My name is Heather, and I am currently living at Ruth House and have been here since September. This is the fourth time that I've been to treatment since I was 20 years old. For most of my life, I have struggled with an addiction to heroin. And as a child, I found myself feeling hopeless, lost, and alone, and Not knowing where to turn, I chose to turn to drugs. I come from a very chaotic home life. My parents shared custody of me and my two sisters, but it seemed like no matter what house I was at, I was invisible and unimportant. My mom was never home, and my dad openly abused drugs in front of us and had other addicts in and out of his house. My dad was very physically and emotionally abusive towards us, and because of his poor choices and friends, we all also experienced a lot of sexual abuse as well. By the time I was 12 years old, I was smoking pot and skipping school and doing pretty much anything I could possibly do to escape from my home life. By the time I was 15, I was addicted to drugs and hanging out with men that were much older than I was, which led me to getting kicked out of school. I continued to spiral downhill and started prostituting and became an IV drug user. I was killing myself and knew it, but I felt like I didn't matter to anyone, including God. At 20 years old, I was court-ordered to Ruth House, where I met Rebecca and Charlotte for the first time. And because I never experienced feeling love, I ran from God, them, and tried to run for myself. I finally allowed God and the people who grew to love me into my life, but continued trying to run from my childhood. When I had almost a year of sobriety, I found out I was pregnant with my first child. And because of my choices, I had no idea who the father of my baby was. Scared to be a single mother, I jumped into a domestic violence relationship, and when my daughter was born, we found out she was born with pulmonary stenosis, which is a congenital heart disease. When she was 3 months old, I found out that I was pregnant with my second child. I was not prepared to deal with two kids, a domestic violence relationship, open heart surgery, and many hospital trips with my daughter. So after almost 4 years of being clean, I turned back to drugs. I once again found myself blaming God and not understanding how my life ended up back to where it all began. But what I didn't realize that moment was how could I expect God to make things right if I hadn't completely surrendered to him? After 8 months of using, I realized that I was repeating the cycle and doing the same to my kids that was done to me. I thank God every day for providing a way for me and my kids. If it wasn't for God, Miss Rebecca, Miss Charlotte, and the people who love me the most, my children and I would just become another statistic. Maybe God allowed me to go through all those hard times because that's when he felt that he was closest to me. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. I can finally say that I believe God is who he says he is. And as long as I turn to God to guide my path, my children and I will have a life that just seems so unimaginable to me. As long as I surrender to him, he will be my lighthouse. And as long as I accept that peace will not come from this world, but only from him, he will have my best interest at heart. I will forever be grateful for God, for his grace, but also for giving me two amazing women to love me when I needed it the most.
Now I would like to introduce to you Mr. James Vickers.
Good morning, folks. It is so good to be in God's house this morning. Amen. Amen. Raise your hand if you've never seen me before. Well, I don't think I've ever seen you either. I'm joking because I'm nervous. Amen. All right. So, like Ms. Rebecca said, my name is James Vickers, and I am a grateful recovering drug addict. I started my addiction when I was 12 years old with alcohol. I was quickly drinking alcoholically, blackout drinking. I escalated from there. I was smoking marijuana, taking pain pills by the age of 14. And before I had graduated high school, I had tried every drug that I could find, and I found out that I liked them all. I came from a very loving family, a very good family. My father's a pastor. My mother's a nurse. So something about preacher's kids, right? I'm the youngest of three children. My brother has been in the military for the last 25 years. My sister is also a nurse, and there's me. And so I'm grateful, though, that I've gone through the things that I've gone through in my life, because God's opened the door for me to be able to help others in that same struggle who go through those same things. I have been with His Powerhouse for just over a year now, and by His gracious love and mercy, I've been able to go through their peer mentorship, where I've been able to stay back and mentor the new men that are coming in. I now intern with them, and God has just opened doors for me left and right. He's allowed me to pursue my education in addiction recovery, and He has been so good to me to allow me to meet so many young men, and men that are older than me as well, but so many men that I've been able to play a key part in their lives. So I know that God has been with me from the very beginning. He said that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And he has never left me, and I know that to be true. Throughout all of my addiction, throughout all the many times that I turned my back to God and I ran as far away from Him as I thought that I could get, He still reached His hand out and He grabbed me and He pulled me right back into His arms. And just like that prodigal son, he told me that He loves me and that he was always there for me. There was a time not too long ago before I came to His Powerhouse where I was incarcerated and I was getting ready to go before the judge, and I had violated probation for the fourth time and they were getting ready to send me to prison. And I called out to God and stood fast in prayer and really made His promises come alive to me and put myself at the middle of His promises. And it's so good to see what God has done, you know. And He says in His word in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, and one of my favorite promises, He says, "Call to me and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." On the morning that I went to court, I read my devotion that morning, and it was from Psalms 51:15, and He says, "Call to me in the day of your trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me." And I thought, how perfect is this for court? So I went all the way to court standing on this, and, you know, I made up my mind before I went before the judge that whatever happened, I would accept as God's will. If I was told I had to go to prison, then it was for a reason. There was someone there that I needed to speak to or someone I needed to hear from. If I was blessed to go to treatment, it was the same thing, you know. And I've been to treatment five times when I got to His Powerhouse, so I wasn't really expecting that the court let me go back again. But God is so good to us, and He knows the path that we need to go down, and He knows what it's going to take to get us there. So I'm grateful that my God is alive and that He's working in my life. And truly, it is true what the Word says in Revelation. He says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I thank you for letting me come and give my testimony this morning. God bless you all.
was the first time I said I'm yours. The first time I called you Lord.
Nobody can ever do anything better than God does it, right? We had a special surprise this morning that one of our graduates got to be a part of that cardboard testimony, and so my heart is just like, yay, God. Would you all mind praying with me this morning? Father God, we just come before you this morning, Lord, and we just want to have open hearts and open, we just want to be an open vessel to you, God. So, Father, I pray that your word will go forth, that you will accomplish exactly what you set to accomplish, and that you will allow us to be a part of what you're doing, and that we will glorify you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So most of you know me as the director at Ruth House. But this morning, I'm here to represent, first and foremost, Christ Jesus and Hand in Hand, Lake County. I am so grateful to be a part of what is going on there. I want to share with you that God has planted his powerhouse and the Ruth House here in this particular time for a particular reason. The Surgeon General has made a statement that opiate use in the United States of America is now at an epidemic. We are seeing more and more opiate users die. Dealers are adding some fentanyl into heroin and different things of that nature, and people are using and they're not realizing that it's going to kill them, and that is what is happening. This month alone, we have had three that we know and love from his powerhouse and the Ruth House. And for our community, there have been two more. So we, God's people, are the ones who God is saying, rise up, get up, and go, right? Because we all know that this church building is just a building. God just uses it so that we can come together corporately and exalt him, worship who he is. He has given us this great opportunity to partner with him and see him do miracles. I promise you that the women of Ruth's house and the men of his powerhouse have seen mighty miracles. And they would tell you it is nothing less than what the Lord God chose for them in this particular time. At Hand in Hand, what we do is we reach out a hand of hope to the poor, the disconnected, sick, and lost. And with this hand of hope, we are showing others they have the ability through Christ to move forward with a roadmap of empowerment. I hope that that is where you connected to Joshua and Heather and James, that you see that God took broken people, placed them in a family, and lifted them up so they could go out and do what God has called them to do. At Ruth House and at his powerhouse, we have a particular model of education, if you will, that we follow. I believe it was Joshua who alluded to that in his testimony. He was talking about a course that our executive director, David Douglas, wrote basically in the middle of the night. The Lord got him up and gave him an acronym, and he had no idea what that meant, but he walked around with it for a couple of days until the Lord spelled it out. That model of instruction is called GRIT. That's right. Get you some. That's right. GRIT stands for God, Relationship, Integrity, and Truth. And it's really cool because we as a staff also model our lives, of course, for the people that we work with. And we use this same filter, if you will, in all decisions that we make in our own lives. GRIT stands for God, Relationship, Integrity, and Truth. And it's like Joshua said, when we make a decision, we always want to know, are we honoring God with this decision? Are we honoring those that we're in relationship with? Is this a decision that helps me to maintain my integrity? And is what I'm about to do based upon the truth of God's word? And so it's a 19-week course. Our men and women get to write their own personal mission statement. And they also do a life plan for 3 years out and then 10 years out. And so it's really cool to see what the path they set themselves on once they have been in our programs. I talked a little bit about the epidemic that the Surgeon General has stated we are in the United States of America. I want to tell you that as a country, we spend over $500 billion toward addiction. However, only 2 cents for every dollar goes toward helping the addicted learn to live the way you and I do. 22 years ago, had there been a Ruth House, I would have needed it myself. Praise God, he used the church to bring me to my senses. Today in the United States of America, 175 men and women die every single day to overdose. That's 5,000 and some change monthly. I'm sure that everyone who is in here today either knows someone who is struggling, has struggled, or is going to struggle. We are an organization that is open for business basically 24 hours of every day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. The reason for that is we walk with our men and women. We ask them to make a change in their lives, and so in order for that to happen, we walk with them. Today, I'm here to make an appeal to all of you, an appeal that I hope rests and lands upon your hearts. This is not a me problem. This is not a them problem. It is an us problem. Addiction today affects every single community across the United States of America. They are moms, they are dads, They are sons, they are daughters, they are aunts and uncles, best friends. They are people just like you, only their struggle is different. I imagine that every single one of us here has a struggle. That's theirs. It was mine. So today I just want to challenge you with one question. When you go home on Sundays, after you've been to church and you have worshiped the Lord and you have listened to his instruction through his men who are presenting it or his women, when you go home, what do you do? Do you then contemplate and think about what it is your pastor has just called you to? I hope that you will, because this battle at this particular time in the United States of America, hand in hand, Lake County is fighting it with all that we have. And we have some what ifs. Our what ifs are, what if we had more employees that could help us in this battle? What if we could open here in Umatilla or Lake County a bona fide emergency shelter for those men and women who find themselves homeless? What if we had another Ruth House? What if we had another His Power House? What if we had enough money, enough volunteers, and enough prayer warriors that whatever problem presented itself, we would be the answer? We, God's people. So I just want to leave you with this last thought about this challenge. Please think when you go home today and you think about what you witnessed today. I want you to be personally connected to that, because it is your prayers from this congregation, because I know many of you and I know that you pray for us on a regular basis. What if you decided to come and to meet the women of Ruth House and get personally involved in their lives? It's going to be messy. What if you decided to go to His Power House and be a mentor and really befriend one of the men who lives there? It's going to be messy. But I know for myself, God took my mess and he made it a message. Thank you so much for allowing us to come today and share what God has been doing in our lives. Thank you so much for watching our testimonies as they went across the stage. On the back table as you leave, there's some brochures of Hand in Hand Lake County, and there are pins and there are bracelets. But there's also a list that we would love for you to put your name and your phone number on it so that we could call you and ask you, what has God placed on your heart as a what if? What if do you want to help us with? We're now going to watch a video that the sheriff of Lake County was so gracious in wanting us to be a part of. It's pretty powerful. So should I move this? No, okay. All right. Thank you again so very much for having us, and we'll be here for a little while after, and we would love to talk with you and hug your necks. Thank you. God bless.
Hi, I'm Lake County Sheriff Peyton Grinnell. If you're suffering from a drug addiction, you can get help right here in Lake County.
I went to a dark place in my life. My addiction goes back a long time. I've been an opiate abuser for 12 years now. I just got tired of living that life, man.
I was a prostitute and a meth addict. I lived out in the woods in a tent.
I would like to introduce you to Hand in Hand of Lake County, a safe place that can help you sober up.
Won't you help me sober up? Growing up and made me numb, and I want to feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it going again?
12 days ago, I didn't have any emotions. I didn't have any feelings. I was masking those with drugs. Not just opiates, all drugs.
This program can give you the ability to feel again, to show you how to safely process through those emotions.
They truly want you to better your life, and they truly want to help you better your life. And they have the tools. I don't.
Well, Hand in Hand is an organization that we have here in Lake County that works with addicts. We have in-house programs for men and women. And at capacity, we're able to hold 30 men and 11 women with their children.
My favorite part is when girls come in and they just transform. Like, their faces change and their eyes brighten up and they start taking care of themselves and they just look like brand new people. It's so exciting to watch. So,
we founded Ruth House 11 years ago. And in that 11 years, I have worked really closely with the Lake County jail system, Sumter County, Brevard County, Volusia, many of them. And not until now has there been a sheriff who has been personally interested in what it is that we do here.
And he sat down with all the residents asking, honestly, where has our jail or our legal system failed you? What can I do to fix that? At the end, he sat and prayed with all of us. These are guys who really are concerned about this. They're not out here just to, you know, break people's backs over this and lock people away. He wants to help, and he's got a great force behind him that wants to do that as well.
We're in the business of helping this community get better.
Won't you help me sober up? Growing up and made me numb, and I want to feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk.
Over the last month or so, I've had several phone calls from citizens in this county concerned about the number of overdoses related to heroin. I want our citizens to know that I'm aware of this serious issue.
I think it's really cool to have a sheriff in Lake County who does a commercial and puts it on TV and looks straight into the camera and says, "We are coming for you." Because we have children, he has children. We have a future in Lake County that could be so much better than be known because we have had a 500% increase in overdoses in Lake County. And he really is going to do something about that, and he's being very proactive. What's really awesome about that is he's no longer focused and blaming the addict. He's really looking for the one who creates the addict, for those who are pushing the drugs, manufacturing the drugs. He has come out and let those people in this county know that he plans to take care of that.
His job is to arrest the dealers and get them off the street, but that leaves addicts out there that don't have any place to go and don't have any place to turn.
So I'm excited. I'm excited that he comes to visit our organization and that he wants to see lives being made over and restored, and not just putting criminals in jail, but in seeing them be restored and being productive members of this community.
I can't believe that I am sober and that I have a job and I'm in college and I got my driver's license back. I can't believe hardly that I'm okay. Like, I'm new. I'm gonna be all right, so.
We have to give them a place where they know that they can recover and be able to move on successfully in life.
I lost my family, my kids. I lost it all living back home with my mom. I want my life back, and I want a sober life. You know, I'm not court-ordered here. I came here on my own to better my life because it's what I truly want.
I've been through other treatment facilities in the past, and I've never felt like I was part of the program, just another number or a case file, and that's not the case here. Everybody on staff knows my name. There was no judgment for anything that I'd done in the past, and they showed me that there is hope.
I have a relationship with my babies now that I hadn't seen in 8 years, and with my family and my dad and my three sisters, and it's changed my whole life, my whole world. It's different. Yeah.
Hand in Hand is the place to start making that happen. We offer you the opportunity to really start feeling what life has to offer out there instead of concentrating on all of the things that have torn you down in the past.
I feel such relief. I love the Ruth House. I do. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So come here and let us help you sober up.
You too can stand with the Sheriff of Lake County by making a charitable contribution to Hand in Hand Ministries so that they can continue to reach out to those in need with a hand of hope, making Lake County an even better place to live, work, and play.
Come up, please. Guys, that's God's power. That's God's power. We need to be reminded of that, whether we've ever gone through a drug addiction or some other addiction or homelessness or just the sin that we hold on to, no matter what it is. No matter we think God winks at it or not, he most certainly does not. That's God's power. God can rescue. Let's pray together. Father, I am so impressed by your spirit here today. Lord, the challenge to ask you what if. So, Lord, right now, that's what we do as a church, as a body that has come together, a local expression of your body here in this world. Lord, we ask you, what if? And more specifically, we ask you, what do you want us to do? For His Powerhouse, for Ruth House, and beyond, what do you want me to do? Lord, I don't want to put it off any longer. I don't want to say this will be when I get to a certain place, when I've reached some sort of maturity, when I know Scripture better, they're all excuses, Lord. Help us. Speak to us, Lord. May we hear your voice clearly. Lord, move upon us, Lord, with your convicting power, Lord. You not only convict of sin, you convict of righteousness. You convince us of it. Lord, I pray that you would convince us and be very clear and specific about what if. What do you want us to do right now? Move upon our hearts, Lord. And Lord, help us to not put it off any longer. Put an urgency in us, Lord. Because you most certainly are urgent. You do not want any man, any woman to be forsaken. In Jesus' name. And right now I'd like to ask for all of the guys and gals from Ruth House and His Powerhouse to just come up here. I would love for us to lay hands on you guys. Would that be okay? As a church, come on up, guys. You can just face the stage. You don't have to look at them. I know they're scary. Believe me, I know every Sunday. I get it. Come on up. And I'd like to invite anybody who feels led to come and lay your hands on their shoulders and pray for them. We all have God's Spirit living inside of us if we are children of God. And your prayer is just as powerful or perhaps more powerful than mine is. I'll lead us, but Man, if the Lord has something for you to say to somebody, I pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you would have words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words of encouragement that would flow from your people here today, Lord, for everyone we're praying for. Lord, also, likewise, Lord, the ones we are praying for, that they would turn around and also have those same words. Lord, use us this morning. You are no respecter of persons. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Ruth House and his powerhouse. I thank you, God, for the gospel that is going forward. Lord, that changed lives are a testament to your power. And Lord, I pray for the well-being of each house. Lord, financially, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, Lord, that in all areas and in all ways, Lord, you would bring them to another level. Lord, I pray that you would move upon your church, your people, whether they're in this local church or another, Lord, to help, to assist, perhaps to give, or maybe all of the above, Lord. Lord, I pray for these changed lives. Lord, that they would not go backwards, Lord, that as they put their hand to the plow, they would not look back, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we can only do that because of the power that lives within us. Thank you, Father. Bless them, Lord. Increase them. Lord, may their influence not just be on these individuals and their families, Lord, but on Lake County. Lord, on the others who are addicted and whose lives are spiraling down, Lord, may they look up to you. May they turn to you, not just as their Savior, not just as their go-to for a life preserver, Lord, but as their Lord. Lord, we commit these people to you right now in the name of Jesus. We commit them to you. They're yours. They're your children. And their children are your children. Lord, you love them far greater than any other person can. We thank you for their love, for your love, rather, and for going after them and for never forsaking them. And Lord, I ask that you would not leave them alone. Lord, that if they just even have a twinge, Lord, of a desire to go backwards, Lord. Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, you would pull them to yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, church. Thank you, guys. Praise the Lord. Let's worship together.
Oh, no shadow anymore light up. Mountain you will climb up, coming after you. Snow wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you will climb up, coming after me.
Thank you. into action.